Welcome to Dr. Becky Taylor. Would you like to introduce yourself, Becky? It's lovely to see you.
Hi, yes. So I work at the University of East Anglia. And in short, when I try to describe the kind of research that I do, I say I look at unpopular people and their relationship with the state. So over the past 15, 20 years now, I've written on histories of gypsies and travellers, but also refugees, the marginalised poor and migrant groups. And I'm interested in looking at how a liberal democracy, how the state manages to deal with people who are often sitting on the margin of society.
Thank you. It's lovely to welcome you. My name is Helen Snelson. I'm the chair of the Historical Association Secondary Committee, and I'm going to be asking Becky the questions today and very much letting her and the history speak. So if we kick straight off, Becky, then can I ask you the first question, which is, how did you become interested in researching gypsy and traveller histories?
Well, as an undergraduate, I was with my then partner, and we were down in Winchester, and we bumped into an old friend of his who was an old Romany gypsy. And he found out that I was doing history as an undergraduate, and he said, "Oh, I bet you don't know what gypsies did in the Second World War." And I was like, "Oh, no, I don't." And he was like, "Oh, well, my uncle hid up in the woods for the duration of the war." And he said, "You won't find that in any books." And then that sort of got me thinking in a like, oh yeah, it just never occurred to me that there was this sort of bit of British history which existed that, you know, weren't in the books. And then a couple of years later, we were down in Weymouth visiting some friends, and a group of Irish travellers turned up and parked up on a piece of land near where we were staying, and they were there for a bit and we were there for a bit, and I used to take the dogs for a walk in the woods, and I'd see the kids playing in the woods, and I sort of chatted to them a few times, and I sort of got to know them a little bit. And then one day I went into the local shop, and on the newspaper's stand, the local newspaper had a big sort of spread on the front page thing, a picture of the traveller site, making it look as bad as possible. And it was, I can't remember what it was, something like, you know, thieving scoundrels or something like that. And one of the mothers of the children that I'd happened to, you know from being in the woods, came up to me and said, and handed me this paper and said, "What are they saying about us?" Because like many gypsy traveller women of her age, she couldn't read, and she could see the picture, so she knew it was about her. And I don't think I've ever been so embarrassed in my life, being, you know, presented with this vitriol and this woman there who I knew very slightly, asking me to tell her that the local population were saying that they were thieving traveller scum, essentially. And again, that got me thinking, and it didn't chime with what I'd seen of either the people I'd met, you know, through the children on the site, or what I saw around. Yes, it was a bit messy, but, you know, it's like, well, the bin men hadn't come, so what do you expect? And so I guess those sort of two things together got me thinking both, well, what is gypsy traveller history? How was it, not just during the Second War, but at World War, but at other times? But also then, how is it that people could be so vilified that it didn't really matter what they did and how they behaved, but their simple arrival would provoke certain reactions? And so I guess when I sort of moved on to thinking about doing a PhD, those were two of the sort of formative questions that I had in my head when I decided to look more in depth at that. So my PhD looked at the history of gypsies and travellers in Britain in the 20th century. So that was what my first book ended up being about.